This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Everybody, it's Thursday. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. I'm Harriet Rose. We've got loads on today's show. Imani Williams is going to be in the studio in a little minute. Dynamic MP is in the studio. Dave O. And we've got a special chat with Ciroc. She came all the way from the USA for a performance at the Jazz Cafe last week. So you're going to hear that at the end of the show. Plus, I'm going to be chatting to you all about Reading Festival. We went and covered loads of interviews this weekend. I'm going to kick off the show with Cardi B's single Ring with Kalani in it, because they've just dropped the video and it's really pretty and beautiful. And if you got a chance, go and check it out because it's bloody lovely. You don't hear my lie no more.
Can't decide. I want to, but a bitch got pride. Switching up shit is what I can't fuck with. I'm feeling you, but you hard to get in touch with. And you ain't hit me up in a while. Acting like you don't know a number to dial. You quit, then that's it. I'ma throw in the towel. Cause a nigga only gon' do what you allow. You don't want this gun smoke. Learn to text with your nose if your thumb broke. I don't care if we get into it and I stall on your ass. But I still wake up to miss calls
you
in your ass,
my
nigga.
Lie no more.
Cause I'm looking at these messages, they on me. Acting like they ain't niggas that want me. Let another nigga in your spot, and you gon' be hot, nigga, call me. You gon' be sick to your stomach. Hit me when you're free, 1-800. It's emergency, call me 911. Cause right now I'm out here tryna find someone. The ring on my phone, ring on my finger. You acting like you ain't tryna do either. What's a good girl? Watch me turn diva. Here goes my heart, I
you don't hear my lie no more. Oh, oh. Says, baby, all I know is
you don't hear my lie no more. Oh, oh, you don't make it ring, 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 ring.
I can't keep this on the low. I want you to make it ring, 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 ring.
Ring featuring Kalani, Cardi B. Interestingly, that must be the song that Kalani was talking about when she was talking about Girls, Rita Ora Girls, because she said, oh, I've got a song with one of the artists, because, you know, she was a bit upset about the track and how it portrayed LGBTQ people. And she must have been talking about that song. I've just clicked that. I've just literally live on air, I've clicked that. Kalani, that's not the first Kalani track we're playing today. She's featured to the max this year. And another track, which is going to be our champion of the week, features her. She's really smashing it. I really love her. She's a great queer artist doing a lot for the LGBTQ community. And I really like her. I think she's a very good singer. She's released some bangers. We're into her. And I'm excited to see what she's coming out with soon, because I think she's going to do a bit more solo work. She's been featuring a lot, which always tends to mean that they're going to drop out some solo work very, very soon. Now, Reading Festival. We had a great time this weekend. We went on Saturday. We were there for the whole day. I've just realised that we did 12 interviews. That's a lot. We didn't actually end up getting to see very much live music. I was lucky. The one band that I was desperate to see, because I know they're not really in the UK very much, was Brockhampton. I got to see them for a little minute. And we also all got to go and watch Kendrick Lamar, which was really good. But we chatted to Kate Nash. We had a good chat about Glow. That'll be we're going to play all these on the show in a couple of weeks' time, so stay tuned for that. But also we'll be releasing clips. She gave us some exclusive info about Glow, so we'll be telling you all about that in a couple of weeks. Pale Waves. Heather from Pale Waves had a chat with us. She was amazing. Like, that was such a lovely interview. Man with a Mission, which I don't know if you know much about Man with a Mission, but they are actually wolves. So when I say they're wolves, they are actually real life wolves. They're not wearing a mask. They're not wearing a costume. They are half wolf, half human. They were in cryostasis until 2010 when they were released to the world, and they now just make music for you out there. I'm slightly in love with the wolf. I don't know what that means for me. I don't know what that means for my future, but we'll see. And you'll see in the interview how the chemistry was electric between me and the wolf. We also spoke to Def Havana, Protege, Yizzy, The Snuts, Black Peaks, Blood Youth, Hilltop Hoods, Shapes, Sunflower Bean, and Sun... Sunflower Bean as well, who were from America. They were born in New York. They created their... And also, we talked a lot about their name, Sunflower Bean, because I just really like saying it, Sunflower Bean. Nat, will you stop writing inappropriate things on my wall, please, that I nearly say out loud? We also saw a few friends there, lots of people that we see all the time. It was a really lovely day. It was a really nice day. Benji Madden from Good Charlotte was there? He was backstage. I went and said hi to him. He was like, hi. I was like, bye. Too nervous, because I just love Good Charlotte. They were on my homework diary when I was a baby. So it was a really exciting day. We're going to be doing, we might even do a Reading special because we've got so many interviews. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I'm going to play you a little bit of tracks from the live performance. If you didn't get a chance to go and check it out, I think this was one of the best Reading lineups ever. On the Saturday when we were there, it was Kendrick Lamar, Panic at the Disco, NERD, Dua Lipa, Sum 41, Mike Shinoda. And I believe that was the first Mike Shinoda's first performance in the UK, which was, it was just on his own as a solo artist, and it was really, really, really beautiful. Protege, of course, who we chatted to. And then just a back-to-back, Sigrid apparently was incredible, Brockhampton, Rex Orange County. It was just really amazing. And plus, on the other days, they had Post Malone, Fall Out Boy, Kings of Leon, Jay Huss. It was crazy, crazy lineup this year. So I'm going to play two songs. The first has got to be Brockhampton, because I'm so excited about these guys. I think they're so amazing, and they've just announced their new album, which we've been kind of like waiting to hear about for ages. And they obviously did this gig, and the energy on stage was really, really good. It was for the fact that they're still pretty not unknown, but they're still up and coming as a band. They completely had the audience in the palm of their hand, and it was also packed to the rafters with tiny screaming children, which I always think is a good idea. But that's kind of what the Reading vibe is. There's a lot of young people, but people were going nuts for them. Their album is now titled Iridescence, which is going to be coming out in September. How many album name changes have we had? I think like four. Originally, it was going to be called Puppy, and then The Best Year of Our Lives, and then now it's... This is going to be the follow-up to Saturation 3, which was released in December 2017. So they haven't kept us waiting very long, but I think it's been all the changes in the band and the things that have been happening have led to this culminated release, which I think is going to be completely different from what they've released before. I'm excited. Iridescence. What does that mean? Does it mean something shiny? Doesn't it? Iridescent means it's shiny. So maybe it's going to be a very shiny album. I don't know. I'm excited for it. Kevin Abstract's obviously incredible. We love him. Make sure you follow him as well as Brockhampton, because he's fucking amazing as well. So without further ado, let me shut up and play some music for you. This is my favourite track of their recent releases, only because every time I listen to it, I get really gassed up, like I could go anywhere and do anything after I hear this song. And I'm going to follow it with the one and only Kendrick Lamar, whose performance was beautiful. Beautiful. This is 1998 Truman, Brockhampton.
You're not free with your Cadillac. You're doing just exactly what the man wants you to do. Buy his goods so you'll never have any real economic freedom. He wants you to buy everything he advertises on TV so he'll keep you perpetually owing your soul to the company store. You're not free. You're a slave.
Give me them drugs, let me some luck tonight. Put him in this club, lonely as fuck. With my clerks and we looking for the cause. Give me them drugs, let me some luck tonight. Put him in this club, lonely as fuck. With my clerks and we looking for the cause.
With these superficial past. And surround the fact that I did everything the motherfuckers bet against. They be like, gather around, place your bets. This young man won't ever be shit. Well, my bad, I guess. I just pursued this shit while you chose to settle down to have some kids. I mean, it's okay to fall in line, just don't look back. That's a long ass line that I'm not in. I just never found the time or had the chance. Truth is, you can kiss my ass. Never been the one to bow down. Never been the one to air out any situation but right now. And it's all your fault, I'm here now.
Give me no jobs, let me some love tonight. When I'm in this club, lonely as fuck with my clubs and we looking for that buzz. Give me no jobs, let me some love tonight. When I'm in this club, lonely as fuck with my clubs and we looking for that buzz.
Don't talk back, don't talk back, boy. Don't talk back.
Like a 500 discount, I move it like Madagascar. Feel it like a ball to inside a nose to get wild. Bloody lip, color like foul. When you would call it, they said I'll be nothing. Well, suck on my dick and then lick on my vow. They try to pin me down, they try to buy me, and they try to kill me like Anna Nicole. If they wanna boot in my car, pussy boy like booty call. Money quit like Ashenia. Look what we did in a year. You need a neutral career. I hate on myself when I look in the mirror. Hear the little voices all up in my ear. Why do I care how I look? Why do I care what they say? I do not care what they suck.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk. They forgot how to listen. Till the prophets are risen. We mix new addition with nuclear fission. I don't do auditions. I don't ask admission. Ain't no politician. Don't ask my opinion. You got an addiction to winning your business. Make the admission. I'm mainly magicians and hit my Houdini. Why they so solid and greeny? I murdered this music routinely. I know that you see me. Don't see you searching the meaning. I think that's why you ain't believing the future is meaning. Revolution started streaming. The reason why you see me beaming. I'm dreaming of making moves like the government. You better think about who you fucking with. You know.
Don't talk back. Don't talk back, boy. Don't talk bad, don't talk bad, boy. Don't talk bad, don't talk bad, boy. Don't talk bad, don't talk bad, boy. Don't.
Radio presents.
We do have Dr. Marcel in the house.
I went to Bestival. I was kind of upset though. I had to book a return cab at 11:20.
Okay.
The legend,
yeah.
That's Jimmy Cliff. Yeah, he was meant to start at 10:30, so he finally started at 11. Yeah, doing oh baby, baby, it's a
wow.
Lot. And,
well,
and he was doing it as I was walking to the cab. I knew after that, I can see clearly now was coming after.
Ah!
That.
Like, many rivers,
many
to
rivers.
Cross.
Ah! Saying like the harder they come, like, I was so vexed, I was so gutted. I was like, no way am I missing those tunes, but I had to leave because otherwise I'd been stranded.
Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, wish y'all shoot a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness, I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I
I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, you almost probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitched, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish, I gauge. See, my pedigree most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, I'm meritorious. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This how I this when you in the matrix. Dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing. Stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the filler. Sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building. Diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors. Beaches out the window, peeking out the window. Baby in the pool, Godfather goes. Only Lord knows, I've been going hammer. Dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras. Eat it for a daughter's Brock wearing sandals. Yoga on a Monday, stretching to the fan. I'm watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own. I don't camera set, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light escape. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
Fubar Radio presents Joey
Page. I am very excited now to be joined by Deep Valley. Your recent single, Bring It On, which came out. Do you guys have a secret of how you write?
Yeah, I mean, for me, riffs are like the easiest thing. Really good riff is like a brontosaurus throwing its head in the water to drink in slow motion.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know?
Big splash.
Yeah.
We're like the weird unicorns of rock, but we're like weird rainbow rockers. We're not your manic pixie dream girls.
You don't come across as pixie dream girls.
We're just like depressive elephant nightmares.
Are you? Isn't everybody behind the camera?
Every Wednesday. Joey Page. From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
That was Kendrick Lamar, DNA. Imani Williams is in the studio.
Hey.
How you doing, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. It's lovely to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I messaged Tiggs the author last night because I told him that I had you. He's been on the show before.
Oh, nice.
And I love the song. Dumb.
Thank you.
It's refixing one of my favourite songs of all time, the 411.
Yep.
What a banger.
Thanks.
I always forget as well, because I DJ a lot and I play 90s, noughties, yeah. R&B. And that is one that you just forget is straight up.
It's nice to have a song that feels familiar, so it was a cool idea to use a sample.
And you're a fan of noughties music,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. Early 2000s as well. That's thing.
Yeah, I grew
up on that.
Yeah. It's all about the noughties. It's weird saying noughties, isn't it? What do you call the 01s?
Whenever I hear noughties, I'm like, what is that?
Because you think 90s, right?
Yeah.
So noughties is the 2000s. What is the 2010s?
The
10s. Tensies.
You just start again.
Tensies. Oh, the 10s. That sounds rubbish. So tell me a bit about the track. It's got Belly Squad on it as well.
It does.
Tell me a little bit about... Firstly, let's talk about the kind of use of the 411.
Yeah.
Did you kind of know that song before or did someone bring it to you and say, like, this is the beat, like, how do you feel about it?
No, I definitely heard it before, but my manager played it to me and we was like, no, this is actually a cool idea to sample this. And I was in the studio already with Kiara Hunter and we was just having a good old girl chat about guys, like, complaining about how some guys are dumb. And
some
it kind of made,
dumb.
Yeah, they are. So it kind of made sense to use that sample. We flipped the concept and got the guys on it.
That's
like
why I think it works, because you flip the you didn't make yeah. it about, because that song originally is about cheating.
Yeah, so it's we flipped the concept and yeah. made it about a guy cheating on you, and then we got the guys on it from a male perspective.
And Tiggs is on the same management as you, is yeah. that right? And that's how you guys know each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're good friends.
And then oh, that's really nice as well, mm-hmm. because he's been making music for a minute, because you've been in the music industry a little while, but actually you're still very, very young.
Yeah,
you came in at like 1.5 years old. No. You came in at 16, right? And you were already in the you were in the charts at 16, yeah, which is yeah. pretty intense. Mm-hmm. You started when you were about 14, right?
Yeah, like I was doing the whole thing when I was doing my exams in school, my GCSEs. So
I could it literally was barely crazy. Get up in the morning, and yeah. you were there.
Had something to get up for, didn't I?
Well, that's true. That's true. Also, didn't you do one gig? Like with Sigala, I think it was, you did a gig straight after an exam.
Yeah, oh my God, that was crazy. That was my first ever performance, MTV
Did
crashes.
You even care about the exam?
Do you know what? I was thinking, what was I more concerned about? Did getting you, a good grade or the performance?
Did you fail or did you pass?
English, I got a B.
Babe, that's amazing.
I wanted to get A, but...
Okay, I got a B in English and I think that's sick.
Yeah, I'm a perfectionist.
I do English for a job as well, so... Like, and I still can't do it, to be fair.
You just got to be able to talk, don't you? Just
yeah.
speak English.
Yeah, it's got to be able to speak, but sometimes that's still a struggle for me.
Yeah, me too.
We're great, aren't we?
Amazing.
But yeah, so you've had a minute away as well, because yeah. you had, obviously, coming in at 16 is a bit much.
Intense.
Yeah. Like, it, genuinely, if I think back to when I was 16, I wouldn't have been able to handle that.
Yeah, it's a lot. But you know what I mean? I feel like I've experienced so much that I can kind of take that experience and use it now.
100%.
Where now I'm ready to kind of release the music I love to do and the sound that kind of represents me. I did a lot of writing for other artists during that time. In the studio 24/7, I've done a lot of dance features as well. So this is like the introduction to who I am, this song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in terms of the dance features, do you feel like you want to step away from that? Or do you feel like that's something you're going to do with other people and then you're going to work on more of an R&B flex for yourself?
I feel like because I write as well, it's just good to kind of have the ability to explore music. Do you know, yeah. do you know what I mean? So I've done the dance music. Now I'm kind of... ready to show people what kind of artist I am. Mm-hmm. So I always write different types of music, and if someone wants a song of mine that's more dancey, that doesn't suit me, that's fine. So
yeah. But would you still sing it, or would you give it to someone else to sing?
Depends.
Ooh.
Depends if I can make that PRS.
Who? Yeah, boy. Oh my God, I love that. Got to think of the money.
Exactly.
Literally. I can't
Such
believe-
a difference from my song, I Don't Need No Money, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
2 years
Literally
later.
The opposite. I need every single penny you've got. That's the next song. Yeah. But yeah, in the video, I really enjoyed the video. Lot of hand movements, dancing.
Yes.
Really enjoy anybody dancing in any video. Are you a natural dancer, or did you have to teach yourself for that?
I've been dancing. I think it just comes with singing with me.
Yeah.
I went to dance school when I was younger as well, since I was like 9.
God. You've had a busy childhood, haven't you?
It's been fun.
So you come into dancing naturally then?
Yeah.
You had kind of a dance off in the club. Not like a dance off, but when you kind of walk through the club in the
It was
scene.
Kind of like an old school moment in a music video,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah. But that's what I liked about it, is because it was kind of a noughties video.
Vibe, yeah. I mean, that's what I said. I'm really into that sort of stuff, and I wanted to bring that back in the music video and the song.
Yeah. So what's the next project going to be? Are you staying on this same kind of vibe? Are you going to be releasing anything like this year, or do you think you're going to be holding on to this single for a little minute?
I've got my second single, which I'm really... to release very, very soon. And do you know what? I've been away for so long, I've written like 1,000
yeah.
songs. I've got so much music I
if
can share with
people. If anything, too much music.
Exactly.
Too
so
much to choose
It's not
from.
A bad problem.
No. But do you think you're going to be... Is it going to lead to an EP, or are you just going to keep dropping singles until...
I'm just going to keep dropping singles.
That's
keep hitting
exciting.
Them, keep hitting people with them.
Do you think you're going to have some more collabs on the next singles?
Aha.
I'll take that
Who
as a
knows?
Yes. Oh, yeah, sure. Who knows? But seriously, who knows? Who's on it? Come on.
Do you know what? It's cool. That's all I can say.
Okay.
It's cool.
Okay. Is it the next single that you're going to drop?
Do you know what? We've got a few singles that could be the potential
one.
Oh,
right. Okay.
But
okay. I love trying to get stuff out of people. Because you're literally so uncomfortable right now.
Like, I literally am. I'm like,
your
what
PR's
can I
like
say?
Right there, and she's like, shut up, don't say anything. No, but that's exciting though.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Is there any dream collabs that you'd love to, like somebody that you want to achieve to get in the studio? Because obviously as a writer, you've been in the studio with a lot of people as well.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you'd love to write with or to be on a song with?
Writing wise, I'd love to write with Julia Michaels or Ina Rosen.
Oh my god, love those girls.
Yeah, no, they've written like every song I love.
Yeah.
Artist wise, there's so many cool people in the game right now. Like, I think one of my main people I'd love to do a song with is Young Bane, like UK wise.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah,
that'd be
yeah,
really cool.
That'd be sick.
I mean, USA wise, probably this is a random one, but SZA.
Oh my god, that's not random at all.
Yeah, but she's a bit different, but she's so sick.
I'm obsessed
with her.
I think she's got a very enjoyable attitude
yeah,
as well.
I enjoy her.
I enjoy her too. It's the way she kind of approaches life.
Yeah.
And also, I love the way she kind of came into it because it was like Rihanna gave her that opportunity because she does that, I think, a lot.
Yeah, I'd love to write with Bebe Borelli too.
Oh, yeah.
She did like Better Have My Money.
Oh really? You can say bitch. Don't
I was thinking,
bitch.
What can I say?
You can say fuck a bitch if you want to. There's all
that's
the
so tempting, isn't
all
it?
All kinds of swearing on this show. Yeah, no, that's one of the best songs.
Yeah.
One of Riri's best songs as well. But that's what I like about
that was like an era for her.
The album with SZA on it was so her, and I love that she gave that projection for an artist.
Yeah.
And I think it's exciting for you right now to have that opportunity to work with different people. I mean, this track, it's got two of the biggest up and coming artists as well on it. Mm-hmm. It's a really exciting time because obviously Tig's just did the track with Steph as well.
Amazing,
which is
tune.
Really big tune. Like that's when I said, I messaged him, I was like, these songs
He's
are so good.
It. Yeah, no, yeah, he is.
It's really exciting. When you first started getting into music, what was the kind of route for you? Were your parents listening to stuff that you were influenced by? If so, what kind of artists were they?
I grew up on a lot of early 2000s, as well as listening to like Rihanna, early Rihanna, like Ponder Replay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like noughties would be like Justin Timberlake, Mariah Carey,
yeah,
Beyonce.
Like all of that, like when Mariah Carey was doing Heartbreaker, Fantasy, all of those videos like just make me so excited about music.
What would you do if you met Mariah Carey? Because I think I would actually die.
She's a legend and people misunderstand her so much, but I love her sense of humour.
Literally.
It's so funny.
She's that person that you want to talk to at a party.
Yeah.
Because you know she might be.
She's like that auntie that says inappropriate things.
Yes! Oh my god.
I want to be that auntie.
She is that auntie.
Yeah.
And like, she's just the most. I don't know if you've ever seen like her carpool karaoke or anything, but she's like the most extra person in
the
world.
She's so shady.
I just also love that she's always lying down.
I know. Or she has sunglasses on.
She's always lying down.
She's like, don't film me from this angle.
Yeah, and like when she did carpool karaoke where you're meant to sing, she was like, I'm not singing today. And I was like,
I'm on voice rest.
I'm not singing. And she barely even speaks. Like she's I'm not even going to give you my voice. I love her so much. But that must have been really kind of, well, that's the kind of music that I love. And like 90s as well, that kind of, that whole era.
JoJo, Baby It's You.
Oh my God, JoJo.
Like all of that.
She came back, you know.
She did, yeah.
You should
and
do a song
it.
With her.
Oh, could you imagine?
Imagine if you did a remix. What's that song she did where she was in the video and she's at the school? That's her.
Leave. Get out right now.
You need to do a remix with her of that. That's one of my favourite songs of all time.
Yeah, me
get
too. I like Too Little Too Late.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's just a little
too late. I'm not going to sing while you're singing because you sound great. I'm like,
duet, feature.
Yeah, I'll feature in the back of the music video.
Okay, cool.
Like this.
Deal.
So what's that happening in the next few weeks? Are you going to be performing live anywhere that we can come and find you?
Performance is very soon, but
yeah.
I've been in the studio.
I know. I
every single day. Like, it's been crazy. So just expect lots of new music from me. Like, be excited.
Yeah, I'm very
excited.
We've
got Dumb out on all digital platforms.
Dumb is just... I'm really excited about Dumb because it's completely different, but also exactly what I want from the refix.
I feel like it's a fusion of everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got the Afro swing in the production, but like the old school melody, and I just love the way they mix together.
Do you feel like you know a lot more about production now because you're a writer? Because a lot of artists wouldn't really necessarily know the ins
and
outs.
I think it depends. I think it's because I've been doing it for quite a long time. Like, I did my first studio session when I was like 12.
Sorry?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the greatest, let's just get that clear, but I've been in the studio for a long time, so
you've got
and I've worked with amazing people.
You've
like
got work
people
ethic.
Like Sigala, anyone that's been in the studio with him knows that
he's lovely.
He is a genius. Yeah. Like, he can play piano like a master piano person.
Do you play any instruments?
I know my way around the keyboard, but not very well.
No, I can't play any instruments.
No, yeah, I wish I could.
I can play the recorder for one
song. I used to play the triangle when I was in school.
Oh,
though.
Sick.
Yeah.
Is that a thing anymore? Because I used to play it and everyone would be like, that's not...
I don't know.
Because you played it like a...
No, I just went kind of ding.
So you've got the flex and the style for a triangle.
Yeah.
What are you doing pursuing singing, babe? You should be a triangle artist.
It didn't really
artist.
Work out. Are you my triangle career.
Oh, did it not? You tried it?
Yeah, so I went into singing.
Well, can I suggest something for the next release?
I'm scared,
that
yeah.
you just do a triangle version of Dumb.
That would be cool.
See?
Okay, cool. I'll keep that in mind.
But I will take 15% from the whatever you make.
I'll give you 10.
Don't make me haggle. Right
there. We'll talk about after this interview.
12. Should we have a little play then of Dumb?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The single is wicked. I'm really excited to hear the next one as well because I just think you've got music coming.
Thank
I can
you.
Feel it like coming.
Feel
off
the
you.
Energy.
Yeah, and next year, I guess, festival season.
Yeah, man. Let's get into it.
Because we're kind of like at the end of it now,
yeah.
aren't we? Which is a bit of a shame, but I'm
the sun's gone in. The winter's coming.
I know I'm done with it now. I'm ready yep. to put a scarf on though.
Yeah.
Ready.
Are you?
Yeah, you're not ready.
I'm ready to fly out, get away from the weather.
Oh, really? I love yeah. winter.
No.
Do you ever go to LA to write? Because that's another place.
I've been
place.
To LA twice. I shot Don't Need No Money music video out there.
Oh, did
in downtown
you?
LA. That was so much fun. And I've written there a few times. So
because it's a good kind of hub for...
Yeah,
I feel like they would be vibing this track as
do
well.
Do you know what? The Americans love the UK music, though.
Yeah, well, because Ella May's kind of making similar noughties vibe.
Yeah, I love Ella
and
May.
And she's got nuts over there. So I just feel like this song would go insanely well over there.
Fingers crossed.
Listen up, LA. okay, let's play Dumb. Can you introduce it for us?
Yes. Hey, guys, it's Imani Williams, and this is my new single, Dumb, featuring Tiggs the Author and Belly Squad. Dumb, diggy, the dumb, they don't want none. Thought it'll be fun to get some, gotta run now. Gotta go, gotta get home, cause I know you're not on your own. Phone losing service, but I hear someone up in the background. Why you so nervous? Cause you know I'm bound to shut this thing down. Boy, you better say my name if you're all alone. But I think you know. I wanna hear you say she don't mean a thing. You're looking stupid, babe. Cause I know, I know. Yeah, 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 so tell me again. Yeah, 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 she's only a friend. Yeah, is the rumors again. Yeah, and if you think I'll listen, that'll be dumb, diggy, diggy, dumb, they don't want none. Bet you thought it'll be fun, they get some, gotta run now. Best to go, got to get home, cause I know you're not on your own. That'll be dumb, diggy, diggy, dumb, they don't want none. Bet you thought it'll be fun, they get some, gotta go now. I got to get home, I know you're not on your own.
Yeah, what you say? Huh? Money come anyway. Bola, bola, shakala, bola, bola, Cantana. Tell me if you wanna come, ride it. Giving you pressure when you press up, wine it. Sipping the satin, girl, you're special, fighting. Digging your lineup, cause I know you've been silent. Yeah, it's the rumors again. Yeah, 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 she was only a friend. Ah, yeah, don't listen to them. Ah, yeah, if you listen to them, that'll be dumb, diggy, diggy, dumb, they don't want none. But you thought it'll be fun, they get some, gotta run now. Gotta go, gotta get home, cause I know you're not on your own. That'll be dumb, diggy, diggy, dumb, they don't want none. But you thought it'll be fun, they get some, gotta go now. I gotta get home, I know you're not on your own.
I can't take these sauce to dinner. I'm with the guy she wanted to roll with her. But I've been on the road chasing Squilla.
Tell me why you're playing hard to get. Cause I can give you something that you can't forget. I can see it in your eyes that you're naughty, yes. Don't watch them gal are too talkative.
But you know you're the one for me, I can never play, oh nah.
You said you never play me.
Baby, you're the one for me, I can never play, oh nah. I can never play you.
That'll be dumb, diggy, diggy, dumb, they don't want none. But you thought it'll be fun, they get some, gotta run now. Gotta go, gotta get home, cause I know you're not a
up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I love us girls. We're in and out of love. We're vulnerable. But we'll tell you that we're tough. Some of these guys never think that they get caught. Think that we're blind. But they're forgetting that we talk. If he never calls when he says he will. If he always tells you to keep it chill. If you see him out with another girl. Baby, then you know he was never real. If he never wants you to meet his friends. If he ain't tagging you on the gram. Take your heart and turn around while you still can. And tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him. I got somewhere else to be. And I don't lose my head for nobody. Says he's online, but he told you he's asleep. You stay inside, like he never wants you to be seen. Ain't got a job, no. Says he models on the side. Swears you're the one, oh, but he's not the label type. If he never calls and he says he will. If he always tells you to keep it chill. If you see him out with another girl. Baby, then you know he was never real. Hope you never let those pictures send. He'll only go shoot them to his friends. Take your heart and turn around while you still can. And tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him. I got somewhere else to be. And I don't lose my head for nobody. Yeah, you have to question, is he loyal to me? Well, then he's probably not. And you should probably leave.
Studio right now, Dynamic MP.
Hey,
I knew he wasn't dynamic enough to be able to say dynamic. I was like, dynamic.
No, that was good. That was good. We
dynamic
good.
MP. That's how's right. It going, babe?
It's going well. It's going
we were
well.
Just discussing MP.
It stands for mindless positivity,
which I like. So tell me, like, the meaning behind mind. What's mindless positivity?
So to be honest, when you think about mindless positivity, it's more about just doing things organically. So all your positive actions around you, people around you, you know, family, everything, you just treat it positive just all the time. Like, even though there could be negative sides to it.
Even if there's a dick on the tube, even if someone's rude to you in the street, you just mindless positivity them
away.
That's
right, mindless positivity straight. Because you just don't know. You don't know if that person's gonna come back to you in life. Because you could be really, really, really bad to someone and that could be it. They could have your chance right there. So it's just about, you know, just making sure that you're accessible to everyone and just...
Yeah, because you don't know if a runner's not going to be your boss or whatever.
Exactly. So it's like most of the people I went to school with, for example, like the guys who were really smart and maybe weren't cool, if that makes sense. But now it's like, you know, it could be the scripts could flip just like that, where we could be the ones that are going to them for jobs. So it's a bit different. You got to remember that. That everyone's always at different levels at different times.
I think that's a really good way to kind of think about life as well, isn't it?
I try. Yeah. We try. It's the best way, I guess. It's just the best way that I've seen good karma happen.
Yeah, what you give out, you get back.
That's right. 100 times.
I believe that. I do believe that.
That's right.
Rise EP. That's your brand new EP.
It is.
Came out in July.
Yep. Yep.
I'm really into summer. It. It's like it's talking about relentless pursuit for success and how it's hard. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. Not easy at all.
But it's also something that you're passionate about. So talk us through the kind of mindset of this EP, because I feel like it's about the strive and the strain, but it's also about the success and the excitement that comes along, you know, when you make that.
Yeah, you're completely right, to be honest, because when I thought about making it, it was kind of like, okay, now I have to make a testament. I have to show my family, my friends, I have to show everyone why I'm actually doing this. And it's not just a hobby that I'm doing on the side. It's like I work just to make sure I can fund that. So it's like all these things will go into it. So it's just like going over those songs. It was like a process of, you know, insomnia. That's something that I feel all the time when you're making music. It's like you might be up at a different time. But what you want to do really is look at like the beauty of all of those things. It's like you stay up late so long, you stay up for hours, you fight with yourself going over things, you listen to a song 100 times, you're like, it's fine. Then you change one thing and all of a sudden it's a completely different song.
Yeah.
So it's like there's beauty to the madness. Of course, there's always beauty to the madness, but I think with coming up, it's a beautiful thing. I think everyone loves the come up story, but then when you make it, that's when they kind of get, oh, okay, we want to know who's coming up next. But it's like if you just keep the same hunger that you had when you started, really, and you can't lose it because you're always trying to break through, like your own personality, other people, you're trying to relate to as many people as you can, but at the same time you've got to live your own.
Yeah, it's interesting because you say that, because like a lot of artists now that have made it per se, or like being successful, like we had Lisa Mercedes on the show a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, big up. And she just did a track about how a lot of people, basically, I've seen a lot of tracks about people being fake.
Yep.
In the industry right now, a lot of people releasing tracks being like, "Stop saying you've got money when you haven't." Blah blah blah.
Yeah, the video stuff, everything. Yeah, all the time.
I'm really interested in that because she in her videos kind of like talking about how she didn't make it from nowhere. She had two jobs.
Yeah.
And she was working, and then she just could take. And I think everybody is the same as that.
Yeah.
But people hide it, and it's like the struggle is half the fun.
It is. Yeah.
And if you don't sit back and enjoy the fun, I know it can be a bit shit to have a job as well.
It's true.
But actually, you know, we all take jobs that we don't want to have to do.
That we don't want, yeah.
Because we're going to get the money for it and whatever. But that's part of the fun. You've got to enjoy those moments just as much as you've got to enjoy the high moments.
Exactly. It's all like, it all comes part of the package. It's like when you wake up every morning, you're like, oh, I've got to go to work.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. But why am I going to work?
Because you want to make music.
Exactly. It's way more than just saving and, you know, like spending money on the weekend. It's like, if I don't do this, then there's not really much point, because I need to put in the kind of work. I need to know what hard work is, what that feels like as well.
Yeah.
So that at least when I am there, you know, it's not a thing where I'm lazy now. It's like I know what hard graft is. I know the person who is working on the floors, cleaning, and then I know the person who's in the office. You know, I want to be on those both levels.
Yeah, you want to be also linking with them with your music. You want to kind of impact them.
That's right. To me, as many ears here, you know.
Yeah. And how do you feel like the EP's being received right now? Like, are you getting really good? Because I've seen really good feedback on your socials and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been really good, to be honest. It was overwhelming, of course. I think that was the first thing. Because when I made it, it was so quick and just efficient. It's like we just made it, put it together, and it was like, okay, it's done. Already? Are you sure? Don't want to add another song? Like, what's happening? It was all good. And then we put it out, and then it's just a thing where I was dropping the singles before. So we was like, okay, we'll give half and half.
Yeah.
Half will come out first, and then half come out later. So we thought we'd do it like that. And when I was releasing the singles, it was just like, okay, so I thought the second one was going to be rubbish, but not as good as the first one. But it's like they're all good. So it's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
It was just turning a new page, man. It was good to see like the kind of reception that we've been getting off it and where we can go from it.
And that's exciting as well. Tell me a bit about the production, because there's a lot of beautiful piano melodies on there. And
really like dreamy stuff.
Yeah. So where does that come from? Is that your influence, or is that your producers? Or?
Mainly, I'm going to give the kudos straight to the producers with this one, because I would say there's about four producers on there. Okay, so it's Distinct, he's from Canada. So we just connected over socials usually and just talking. And then I think the day I followed him, he had a beat on his page and I was like, oh, this is something. But you know, at first you're like, okay, let me relax, you know, let me wait. And then he had another beat. And funny enough, I think the first one was called like London.
Mm.
And then the second one was called Toronto.
Oh, really?
So it's like both of them. So I was like, okay, these fit perfectly with what I'm trying to do. And then it was just like the whole sound. I spoke to him and he was like, yeah, cool, sounds great, when I sent it to him. So I was like, okay,
so
that's
it. Did you just do it and then sent it to him?
Yeah. So I sent him like a demo first, just to see if he was cool with it and everything. And he was like, yeah, it sounds good. So I was like, no problem. So we worked out obviously the logistics sides of obviously the beats and everything. I like to make sure producers get paid. Shout out Rick Ross. but yeah, that had to happen. So with Distinct, it was really simple like that. And Canada's like one of the places I really want to go to.
Yes.
So as soon as I get there, it's going to be like straight away Distinct.
Yeah.
And then with Travsky, he's from Northwest London, actually. He's just really a talented, really talented kid, to be honest. He's gone ghost, actually, now for a little while. He's taking a little hiatus, a little break. But him as well, he's that kind of, he's the melodic pianos.
Yeah.
Eerie kind of sounds in the background. That's his kind of vibe. So with him, Ego and Another, those are the two songs that we did, and they were the easiest to make, I would say. The easiest. They came so quickly to my head. It's like when we heard the beat for Another, my guys, Cloud Atlas, that's pretty much their sound. If I could give them a sound, that was exactly what it would sound like. So as soon as I heard it, I was like, okay, I have to write the craziest hook so that when these guys hear it, they'll just write straight away and just go for it. And that was pretty much it. It was just that easy. And then with Wise, I've known Wise for years. And Wise has been in the scene for ages. He's a real, like, he's in the electronic. He's just going in. And then I produced the last song just because I thought, you know, personal touch.
Why
I've been
not?
Getting into the production a bit.
And how did you find that?
It was cool. It's cool. I think, to be honest, it's magical when you, like, make a beat. Then you write to it, and then you write the hook to it, and then you mix it, and you're like, all right, right, I just made like a whole song from scratch. It's definitely crazy. It's hard to explain, to be honest.
No, it's exciting, man. And have you got any live shows coming up? Are we going to be able to come and see you?
Yes, dude. So what we're trying to do is basically because winter's coming now. Carnival's over.
Winter is coming.
That's right. So it's time to get the scarves out and everything. But because of the kind of music I make, it's definitely made for this time, you know, like when it gets dark early and all those kind of vibes. So we got a show with Mo Presents that's coming on the 29th of October for now, and then all others will just get announced after that.
Yeah, so we keep following rolling. on your socials, making sure we keep locked tight.
That's
to that
it, that's
I saw
it.
You tweet the other day that you miss MSN.
Oh wow. Yeah,
I loved MSN.
Yeah, that was the thing, man. It was
what
just
was
a bit
your
weird.
MSN username?
Oh, so
Big Daddy 751.
I wish it was a bit more like that, because mine was like D-Man 101.
Oh,
D-Man 101. You know,
I like that. That's cute.
That was the nickname before. It was just D-Man the whole way.
What would you be now if you had it again? Would you be Dynamic?
Yeah, it'd have to be. You know, you got to brand everything. So Dynamic MP would be everywhere.
Or like Mindless Positivity would be a good one as well.
Or
just Mindless Positivity.
Or that. Or I'll put a little Big Daddy D maybe. You know, just on the off night. MSN was funny.
I think MSN when it was out was like sick. But I think if we had it now,
it wouldn't
dark.
Be the same.
It'd be dark.
It wouldn't be the same. It's just like BBM when they tried to bring it back.
Yeah, it's like, no.
You can't do it.
Blackberries
really.
Don't exist anymore, do they?
They do, you know. Funny enough, my granddad's still got one.
Oh my God,
he's stuck
but
to
I
it.
But I don't think they make them anymore.
No, I don't think so. I think the researching. Emotions gone.
I really love the idea of your granddad BBMing.
He's like all about his business, so he just gets all his emails, everything.
Oh my God, yes, granddad.
Yeah, he goes in. He's not
hard
sleeping.
Hardworking family.
That's right. So that's why I get my...
Yeah,
I get the grind from them. So.
Sick. Well, should we play a bit of Insomnia?
Hell, why not?
It's been so nice to chat to you.
It has been. It's been really nice to chat to you, to be honest. I'm thankful for the support.
Oh no, we love it. This EP is really sick. Keep us in touch, like, with all the new things you're coming
Definitely.
Out with.
New EP soon.
Oh! Already?
Like a collab one with one of my friends, K Luda. So we're calling it Luda's Dynamic.
Sick.
So it's both of us. We made like a genre, six songs again, but it's six genres.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's
Gas.
A bit different.
You ping that over.
We will. We
Can
will.
You introduce Insomnia for us?
Right. So I'm Dynamic MP. We're live on Fubar Radio, and this is Insomnia. Thank you.
to the morning. Pain without warning. I don't want no pain without warning. It's crazy insomnia. Written this song, and it's more to the story. Well, let's just hold on.
Yo, this is pain. Let me touch the rhythm, you can feel it in your brain. Yeah, see, I feel it all the same. I've been writing to these rhythms, I've been trying to paint a frame. Up late, but don't know who's to blame. Thoughts of the future or the pressure of today. Yeah, see, I'm just trying to make a name. I'm not really for the fame, but I gotta play the game. But I'm still on the bus, still on the train. Still rep for Hackney, Port of Spain. Trying to be known for the rhythms, you know. Trying to be known for the vision, you know. We be gearing up, gearing up. Waiting for the moment when the heat is up. Waiting for the day when I could push my luck. Get in front, slam it on the page and bring the follow up.
Morning, up to the morning. Pain without warning. I don't want no pain without warning. It's crazy insomnia. Written in this song. And it's more to the story. Well, let's just hold on.
Come on. Yo, wait. Let me interject. I've been chilling, I've been waiting, I've been trying to do my best. I've been staring at the screen, thinking if I could be next. Man, it's funny how the hobby came and put my mind to rest. Yes, yes, hobby, you are blessed. I've been missing from some lines, but I'm trying to pass the test. See you living up the life, but that's going prone to stress. That I'm sitting on the side, but I'm shouting, I got next. Yeah, this is hard still. Trying to keep it real and raise the bar still. Trying to let you know just how a bar feel. I've been open arms since the start still. But this is calm, man, it's gotta be. 2 a.m. just chilling where I wanna be. 4 a.m. is getting quite a lot for me. Property, billing in my mind is like Monopoly.
Morning, up to the morning. Pain without warning. I don't want no pain without warning. It's crazy insomnia. Written in this song. And it's more to the story. But let's just hold on.
Insomnia, Dynamic MP. That was lovely chat. We're having such a nice day on today's show. So we've still got guests coming up. But before that, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Foo Bar Radio. Actually, all went down to see Britney Spears this weekend. And it was such a monumentous occasion. And I wanted to have a little chat about it because it was just so brilliant. Really, really enjoyed it. I'm going to play a track. I'm going to play a Britney track. I'm not sure which one I'm going to play yet. I'm going to decide at the last minute. She was amazing. Okay. So the set list was Piece of Me, Work Bitch, Womanizer, Break the Ice. Basically, there were loads of mega mashes as well. So Break the Ice, Piece of Me, Baby One More Time and Oops, I Did It Again were both mega mashes. Me Against the Music. I mean, she played everything. She also did some kind of melee of Missy Elliott songs. But what I realized when I was there was, number one, I know all the words to every single Britney song, even the ones from like 5 years ago and the ones from like 15 years ago. She didn't speak that much, which made me a bit sad, but she was so like, the dancing levels were extra to the max. The O2 actually was a really cool, everyone was really into it. The whole room was going crazy. The vibes were very on point. I got quite drunk, which helped in the enjoyment quite a lot. But I just realised, she's such a superstar. Like, you bear in mind, she must be so tired. I don't think she stopped touring for like the last 3 years. But it just made me remember how many bangers she has. And they're not all the Hit Me Baby One More Times, you know. It's not all about the Hit Me Baby One More Times. Sometimes it's about the Gimme Mores, and it's about the If You Seek Amy. If You Seek Amy. Did you guys get If You Seek Amy? It's F-U-C-K-me. It means fuck me. if you see Kami. I just feel like she's also so innocent that she probably doesn't even know that that's what it means. That's how innocent I think Britney Spears is. But it was a really good gig. Norbert got walked around like a dog around the stage, which was amazing. I think Ryland did it the night before. I was quite jealous of that. We did meet him outside and he was a big, big, big super fan. I think that's the only way you get on stage with Britney. But she looked great. The dance routines were amazing. Everybody was going nuts for it. Pitbull, by the way, who is supporting her, was amazing. I'm super into Pitbull. He was really cute. At the end of it, he was like saying really, I don't know, I just get the impression he's a nice person. I don't know. I'm getting the vibes off the stage from him. Anyway, I thought I'd celebrate Britney Spears. She's not the champion this week, but I just wanted to take a minute to celebrate her because she is a wonder. I mean, she is a champion. She's not my champion of this week's show, but she is a champion. So in celebration, I'm going to play Circus, Britney Spears. It was between Circus and Hit Me Baby One More Time. So I hope I've made the right choice.
There's only two types of people in the world, the ones that entertain and the ones that observe. Well, baby, I put on a show kind of girl, don't like the backseat, gotta be first. I'm like the ringleader, I call the shots. I'm like a firecracker, I make it hot. When I put on a show, feel the adrenaline.
Hey, what's up? This is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked. $5 baby blues, $5 baby.
Christina and the Queens. That's a great song. Davo is here all the way from Leeds.
Yo, yo, yo.
How you doing, babe?
I'm brilliant.
Are you going to love me and leave me today?
I'm going to love it. No, I'm not going to leave you just yet.
Oh, okay.
Not just yet.
Maybe later.
Maybe later.
Okay, because I've heard you're a bit of a heartbreaker. Love and leave me. Just, but that's only for the dickheads, right? You only love and leave the dickheads.
Yeah, exactly.
So if girls are nice.
If they're nice. And
love and love, love.
Love, love, love.
Oh, love, love, love.
Yeah, love, love, love.
Is that going to be your follow-up single? Love, 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 love.
It might be. I'll give you your 20% later.
Oh, yeah. See, listen, today today alone, I've already made 15%, and now you're 20%. I got 15% from Imani at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Because I gave her an idea to redo her single with just the triangle.
Just the triangle?
Because she plays the triangle.
Does she?
Mm.
Oh, right, okay.
That's the only instrument she plays. So I was like, listen, let's do the remix.
Yeah.
Triangle.
Yeah. Should we get you on the remix?
I think so. I wouldn't love you and leave you, though.
Okay.
On your remix, it'll be like, love you, can I stay?
Yeah.
That's my remix.
Okay.
Remix!
Remix.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. You know what? To be fair, today has been a bit of a mission.
Oh, no. Why?
Yeah, we had another interview scheduled today earlier. And the tube system just
perplexed you.
It just the thing is, it's my fault because I put the wrong postcode in the sat nav.
Oh, babe.
So we kind of went in the opposite direction, tried to come back, didn't make it in time, but we made it on time for here. So
you're here, and that's the most important thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
How long are you staying? Literally for the day.
Yeah, for the day, and then straight back to back up north, as they say.
So tell me, I'm a big fan of Leeds. A lot of artists come through from Leeds. We've got a band called The Marsicans who are big friends of ours.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah,
they come on the show a lot. I love people from Leeds.
Yeah, yeah.
I went on a hen do recently and spent the entire night with a group of boys from Leeds.
All right, where did you go?
We were in Budapest.
All right, okay, yeah.
Most fun I've ever had. Even though they were like 19, which usually I'd be like,
yeah, yeah,
you know, slightly different ages might be a bit much. Nah, they were the best guys ever.
Leeds people are, the thing is about Leeds people is like, everyone's friendly.
Yes.
Like, as much as you hear about stuff happening and everyone being rowdy, everyone's just friendly. I think it's a different mentality compared to being down here, down south. But
super
Leeds people
friendly.
Are all over. Yeah, yeah.
What's the music scene like, or how has the music scene been for you growing up there?
It's been up and down in terms of when a few years ago when bassline was really heavy. That's when everything was really sort of exciting and new producers were coming through. It kind of died down a little bit for the people who were doing like rapping and MCing and stuff like that. But it's picked up again since then. Growing up, I was influenced by a lot of London artists, especially in the grime scene, like Getz, K&O, Wiley, Dizzy Rascal, all my sort of the guys who I look up to. I still do today. It's been in terms of like the progression, it's been a slow progression, but it's getting somewhere where I think some of the artists now down south are sort of paying attention to some of the ones up north. So yeah, it's been an up and down sort of roller coaster, should we say.
And were you influenced by in your home life by music, or was it just what you listened to that influenced you?
I would say when, especially with the production stuff, I don't even consciously think of it, but my mum used to play a lot of like Michael Jackson and gospel in the house, that kind of thing. So
she's a good woman.
Yeah, 100%. It was your birthday yesterday.
RIP
Mike.
MJ.
Yeah.
60th, wasn't it?
60th, yeah. So yeah,
crazy.
It's nearly been 10 years since we've lost him.
No, you're joking.
Crazy. Yeah, next year will be 10 years.
You are joking me.
It's funny, I remember.
I feel like it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, literally. It feels like it was yesterday, but yeah, 10 years is mad, isn't it? Makes you see and realise how quickly time passes, isn't it?
Oh, God. It's stressful.
So, yeah. But as I was saying, my mum used to play a lot of Michael Jackson in the house, and I don't even consciously notice this, but when people hear my productions, the first thing they mention is, oh, sounds a bit like Michael Jackson influence, blah, 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 kind of thing.
It's funny because I think that happens with a lot of artists. They don't cognitively know why they're influenced, but then they're like, oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense because I used to listen to that all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that he is a big influence in terms of musically, but I don't have the Michael Jackson, the talent that he had. So I'll take little things.
Hey, don't
things.
Say that.
No, I mean, obviously,
it's
he,
a different kind of talent.
Yeah, exactly. So different. Yeah, let's say it that way. Let's put it that way.
All over everybody.
No, no.
I wish. This is a different vibe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I mean, I'll take little bits from people who I'm influenced by, but that in terms of like being in the household, that's where I was influenced in terms of music that was introduced to me. And then just growing up around like in the urbanized area in Leeds, everyone used to listen to like garage, grime, jungle, that kind of thing. So it was just a natural thing, part of the culture. And then I just fell into music that way, really. So
sick.
Yeah, yeah. So
I think it's a good time right now for MCs out of London because especially when grime started, it was more like it was a London thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like now everyone's coming in and everyone's accepting that. It's we want people from Birmingham, we want people from Liverpool, we want different artists coming from different places.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a struggle in terms of trying to get people to take you seriously because a lot of people don't actually understand and know the culture up north.
Yeah.
It's sort of like it's alien to them. So I think now that with social media and the internet, that kind of thing, people are getting exposed to more things.
Well, like this track was dropped with GRM Daily, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah, yeah. So
which is a huge help for artists that are coming up, right?
100%. So they've given a platform to people all over the UK now to sort of showcase the stuff, predominantly London artists, and which obviously fair enough, that's where it started and that's where most of the audience is. But I think now you're starting to slowly see people like, for instance, Mist come through, Bugsy Malone, even IMDb, not on that platform,
fucking
but
love IMDb.
Yeah, oh, she's amazing, isn't she? So you know, it's funny, I bumped into her before she sort of blew up, and there was something about her. And for some reason, I knew I'd see her again.
Yeah.
I think it was like a year later, or roughly a year later, I saw her. The song came out. The what's it called again?
The one where she goes, "I am DDB."
Yeah. Well. Yeah. That the one
the
that blew up.
One. The first one. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
I heard it. Yeah. And then I was like, "That's the girl." I knew it. I knew she'd blow up. I just had a feeling. I heard her a few years ago.
She's from Manchester, right?
Yeah, she's from Manchester. I've got I went to uni in Manchester, you see, so I've got some affiliation with Manchester and people that I know, that kind of thing. So I do keep my eye out on artists from that scene as well.
Yeah.
So it's just So
it's an exciting time.
Yeah, yeah.
I also think it's cool to kind of, I mean, in a way, because you are an artist making that music in Leeds, you know, you've opened up for Retro 2, Wiley, P Money, Nadia Rose. Yeah. That opportunity has been given to you in a way because is it mostly in Leeds that you've opened up for them?
Yeah, Manchester, Leeds.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, so it's
because it's getting your music out there to their fans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, when we did the I just supported Wiley the last gig that we
which
supported.
Which is so sick.
Oh, that was amazing.
Did you lose your shit?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, the crowd, even though most of them didn't know the songs, they were all reacting to it.
That's because it's good music.
Exactly, and the thing is, it's like, I love it when the crowd are just up for having a good time and they react to the things you're saying. And the thing is, they vibe off your sort of how you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like excited and charismatic, so they've sort of vibing off of me.
You've
so
got the energy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, thing is, you've got to, like, I don't know if you've seen Travis Scott perform.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen him in real life, but I've seen him, I've watched him.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I just watched, because I couldn't go and watch him at Reading.
Oh, right, okay.
So I watched him on iPlayer and it was so sick.
Oh, man, like, his whole live show, his whole energy, I want to embody that same energy, that same vibe. So I always
to hook a Kardashian as well then?
Not really, no.
Not for you?
No, not really, no. I don't know, like, they're all obviously attractive women, but there's just something about that family that I just...
You can't, not for you.
No.
I just really enjoy watching videos of when he gets involved in her silly videos. Like, I saw one where they had to, like, test their relationship, and he was just like, "I don't know about makeup." And she was like, "What makeup do I wear?" And I just fucking love that shit. He's like, "I have no idea, I don't care."
Yeah. Yeah, they're not crazy. Like, I love Travis Scott. Like, the thing is, I was a Travis Scott fan before all of the Birds in the Trap album that blew up and stuff like that. So I was sort of clued up to him already because Kanye signed him quite early.
Yeah.
So I was sort
which
of
is interesting because as well, He did the song with Drake, because Drake and Kanye have got some problem with each other now, haven't they?
Yeah.
But is it all
yeah.
just media hype, probably?
The thing is, I follow Kanye quite a lot, so I think it's just come from, I think Drake felt betrayed, really. From that whole situation with Pusha T, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah,
I think some information must have gone, like, must have been passed, but that was shouldn't have been passed down, and it was in confidence, that kind of thing. So I think that's why the relationship is sort of like broken down there.
Weirdly though, I feel with Kanye, he's the kind of guy that would just ring you up and be like, oh, I'm sorry, man. You'd be like, oh, Kanye, it's okay.
He's a bit
I feel like he's got enough charisma to be able to be like, hey, listen, man, I'm so sorry. And you'd be like, oh, Kanye, love you, babe.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he actually did an interview the other day, I saw it, where he apologised.
Slavery comments.
So he apologised. Yeah.
I basically saw the headline of that, and I haven't had time to click on it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Okay.
No,
okay.
But I did see it.
Yeah. It's quite interesting, because you sort of, you do feel, even like the people who I know who don't really like him anymore because of what he's said and stuff like that, you sort of listen to what he says, and you sort of feel a little bit sorry for him, in a sense that, he's very misunderstood in the sense that people, I don't think people get him.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I mean, he should never, like, it doesn't, yeah, I agree with both sides. I agree with the sides of people who don't like him anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's fair enough. Even I, like a big Kanye fan, even I was like, whoa, dude, like, what are you doing?
You're right, psychologically, there's much more complex stuff going on there.
Yeah, so I think, because I think he's been going through some mental health sort of issues and stuff, and that from when you sort of see that side of it, you sort of understand, right, this is why maybe he's been behaving in this way.
Yeah,
let's give him a little bit of a break. Obviously, he's got a lot of influence, a lot of power in terms of what he says. So a lot of people who, again, that don't get him will just take his words for exactly what he says, rather than reading between the lines and trying to sort of figure out what he's trying to say, because I find that sometimes people don't articulate themselves in the way which they would like to come across all the time, and it's not easy, especially being in the public eye and whatnot. So
especially when you tweet things, stop fucking tweeting everybody. But the thing is, as well, what I enjoyed more than anything, right?
Mm.
He's done a few questionable things in the past few months. But the thing that people want to lose their shit about the most is that he wore flip-flops that were two sizes too small to 2 chains.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the fucking funny. Everyone's like, what the fuck?
He made a comment about that. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's wearing them. He was wearing them in the Japanese way, which is where you... He'd like put up a photo explaining it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, enough about that guy. I want to talk more about you because you're the talented one in the room.
Yeah.
Right now, not saying that you're not talented, but I'm definitely not.
So you too.
Love and Leave It. I thought we could play a little game where you could tell me. I'm going to list some things for you.
Okay.
And you can tell me whether you'd love it or leave it.
Cool.
So they're not all related to music.
Cool.
Let's start it off with a classic: pineapple on pizza. Love it or leave it.
Oh, leave.
Leave.
Absolutely
it.
Leave. Leave.
Okay, crisps and chocolate eaten together.
I'm going to go love.
Yeah.
Go
love. Are you kidding? It's like one of the nicest things on earth.
I can't have crisps anymore.
Oh.
I've got sensitive teeth. I had surgery one time, so it's, they're getting my teeth. Yeah, it's mad. Yeah, so.
R.I.P. to crisps for
you. I know. So, again, that's why I had to think about it. It's like, you know what? If I could eat, I would.
What was your favourite crisp?
I wasn't really a big crisp fan anyway.
What about
Monster
Munch?
Yeah, I'd probably even just go Quavers. In fact, Quavers, yeah.
Oh my God, Quavers is a sick choice.
Yeah.
Quavers with a chocolate bar, yummy.
Yeah.
Okay, Crocs.
No, leave.
Leave it? You sure?
Yeah,
I'm just going to check under the desk. I can't see your shoes. Are you sure they're not Crocs
on
there?
I'm wearing some Nikes.
Are you sure they're not Croc Nikes?
I wish they weren't.
What if Nike brought out Crocs?
No.
No.
Straight leave.
Jaeger bombs.
Love.
Yeah,
love.
Boy. The Macarena, which is this.
Oh, right, okay. Nah, leave.
I feel like you'd be really good at that.
I am. I'm all right.
I
can shake a leg or two on the dance floor, you know.
I see.
So, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about shaking a leg then. What about skanking?
Yeah, love.
Love it.
Love.
Good boy.
Love to rave, yeah.
And the final one, important one, especially in your field of work, being in the music industry, sunglasses inside.
That's debatable.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me why.
I don't know. I think
when sometimes is it acceptable to wear your sunglasses inside?
If you've been on a bender from the night before.
And okay, what if it's that you're wearing them inside for no other reason than fash hun?
See, the thing is, I don't like to judge, but
no,
at the
but
same
this
time,
is for you, this is
for
you.
Me. Oh, for me. Okay, if it's for me, then leave.
I'll see you in a year's time with your sunglasses in the club.
It depends. Again, like if I feel like I wanna hide myself away, I might put my. I feel like sometimes it's rude because you want to look at someone in the eye, don't you?
Basically, I've been in the backlash of other people getting paparazzied, right?
Mm.
That I can fucking understand because it is like an assault on your eyes.
Yeah.
That kind of thing I can understand. That kind of makes me understand why celebrities wear them leaving dark, even when it's dark.
Yeah, and I get it. And I think there's a thing, I don't know what it's called, but when celebrities, they can't like not wear glasses anymore because they've wear it so much.
Yeah.
So
like Will.i.am, I feel like I'd feel weird if he wasn't wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, I mean, you get used to seeing people with sunglasses on. Like if you ever saw, I don't know, Will.i.am, Michael Jackson back in the day when he was, yeah. He was always in sunglasses or whatever, trying to hide from his face.
We love
him.
We love Michael, don't we?
Yeah. Who doesn't love a bit of MJ?
Should we play a bit of Love It and Leave You then? Love and Leave You.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. Can you introduce it for me, babe? Yeah.
So, this is Devo. This is Fubar Radio. And this is the track Love and Leave You by me.
Woo!
Yo.
Gorgeous thing from the NZ. Play hard to guess since you met me. All you wanna do is finesse me. That's why I have to love and leave you. Girl, you're too bad, too bad. Try to be one for four, yeah. I'd fake and that's when I knew I had to love and leave ya. Oh, girl, you know you're too bad. Ain't got time for your rudeness. Can't slow me, keep it moving. I said, who's that blinging on my hotline? Pretty little thing, she's a hot spice. Telling me she wanted me to come by. Said she wanna do the right things at the wrong time. So I got slide in a whip, swing by. Send a text, say I'm coming over in 5. Then my brethren rang me at midnight. Saying slow down fam, yeah you better think twice. Said, you know that thing that you were telling me about last week. That's the same thing I've been pressing. Think she's messing. That's why I have to love and leave ya. Girl, you're too bad, too bad. Try to take me once for four, yeah. I'd fake and that's when I knew I had to love and leave ya. Oh, girl, you know you're too bad. Ain't got time for your rudeness. Can't slow me, keep it moving. Pull up to the party in the ends, yo. Old squad whipping in the Benzo. Who's that clock in front of the window? I seen her at a gig, hope she understand my lingo. She know plenty man around the hood. Look good from far, but far from good. Sexy, but she kinda stush. Girl, don't you know what karma does? My brethren's kept on telling me about you from the start. Never thought you'd be the one to go break my heart, so I have to love and leave ya. Very too bad, too bad. Try to take me once for four, yeah. I'd fake and that's when I knew I had to love and leave ya. Girl, you know you're too bad. Ain't got time for your rudeness. Can't slow me, keep it moving. One time for the girl, I'm on the west side. Two times for the girl, I'm on the east side. If you're southern or you're northern, from the middle to the border, go and tell her play hit it, we gon' be fine. One time for the man, them on the west side. Two times for the man, them on the east side. If you're southern or you're northern, from the middle to the border, go and tell her play hit it, we gon' be fine, be fine. Can't keep my eyes off you. When you put your hands on me, the way that you dance for me is bad for me. I have to love and leave ya. Girl, you're too bad, too bad. Try to take me once for four, yeah. I'd fake and that's when I knew I had to love and leave ya. Oh, girl, you know you're too bad. Ain't got time for your rudeness. Can't slow me down, so I have to love and leave ya. Girl, you're too bad. Take me once for four, yeah. I'd fake and that's when I knew I had to love and leave ya. Oh, girl, you know you're too bad. Ain't got time for your rudeness. Can't slow me, keep it moving. I'm sorry, no sorry. I'm sorry, no sorry. I'm sorry, no sorry. I'm sorry, no sorry.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
straight off a plane right now. Ciroc is in the building. How you doing, babe?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm proud of you for being able to get off a plane. You haven't slept for 30 hours. Is that right?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Oh, well, you're an incredible woman to start off with just for that. But also, I'm absolutely gassed about Forever. It's such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
I really resonated with it on a personal level, just because you talk so much about kind of not being flawless and not being perfect and having things wrong and things that you kind of dealt with as a young girl and stuff like that. And I think that just resonates with every woman in the world, really, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, for sure. I mean, because we've all been subjected to like outside critiques of, you know, body image and, you know, what femininity looks like and all these things that, you know, constantly shape and mold who we are, and all these outside voices and outside opinions are molding and shaping who we are since, you know, at young ages. And then, you know, we internalize a lot of that self-doubt and a lot of kind of negative feelings about who we are and our worthiness. So it was important for me to write that song because it was a lesson that I'd learned. Like, you know, I'm tired of letting other people define who I'm supposed to be, and I'm gonna shine like I was meant to be.
I guess in the music industry that's really important as well, because even unrelated to how, you know, as the difference between now and when you were like a teenager or whatever, it's prevalent in the music industry across the board, whatever age you are, whatever, wherever you come from, how you look and how you present yourself and what you're doing is so, in inverted commas, important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think standing up to that and talking about it and being yourself is kind of the most important thing, right, in the music industry.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely kind of sets you apart for sure, because there's this idea that, you know, a woman in hip hop looks a certain way, you know, women in general and within any kind of entertainment industry, you know, the prototype is, you know, this 24-inch waist, you know, big bosomed woman, and not, you know, not all of us are shaped like that. It's beautiful if you are, but it's also beautiful if you aren't.
Yeah.
And what the fuck does that have to do with your talent?
Yeah.
And your worthiness or your ability in your ability to take up space and your ability to be, you know, brilliant and all these other things that are much more important than what you look like.
And I think other people are kind of understanding that now as well. It's especially women, of course. You know, you've got Alicia Keys with the no makeup movement and loads of artists getting involved with it not being the stereotype. I mean, like, Janelle Monáe steps out for me as an example of a woman who follows her own vibe and wears the clothes she wants to wear. And I think a lot of other artists are going with that and doing it. And it's just, is it nice to be part? Because it's kind of parallel to the Me Too movement, just making women feel more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And being part of that must be quite powerful as well, right?
Yeah, it's incredible. Because I think, you know, when I started, I was just kind of always walking to the beat of my own drum. And I would always get that question, like, do you ever feel pressure to look a certain way? Because, you know, your look, I would perform on stage in, like, these full-length, like, tunics or, you know, or wear, like, you know, some shell-toe Adidas with some Moroccan caftan or something like that. Like, just, like, out-of-the-box stuff, you know. And I was always asked whether I felt like I needed to adapt a more mainstream look, that kind of video vixen kind of look, you know, to achieve the type of success that I was looking for. And so it is. It's incredibly empowering to see, like, other women who are rejecting these, like, ideas that are imposed upon us by other people, men, you know. They're rejecting that and they're just being who they are authentically. So yeah, it's amazing.
And with your music, when you're writing, it feels very, it's always felt very, it's just you to a T. Everything about it is you. Does that feel quite naked that you're giving so much of yourself away in your music?
For sure. For sure. Yeah. It, you know, there are certain songs that are so personal to me. Like sometimes when either I'm listening back to them or I'm recording them, I'm like tearing up. And that's something that you always have to evaluate as an artist. Like, how much do you keep private and how much do you allow the world to have an intimate look at your life. But it's always been really important to me to just speak my truth, and however that comes out, you know, it comes out. And it's always worked to my advantage, because like with songs like Forever, you know, I speak on some really, you know, personal things, things that, you know, I could be judged by, you know, negatively or whatever. But like when I released that song, I got so many messages from mothers and women, you know, who come up to me showing me their scars and all of these things, and saying that, like, I went through that, and thank you for making this song, like thank you for being for sharing that story. And it like just only encouraged me to like make more stuff like that, you know.
And the more we talk about it, the more the future generations are going to talk about it, and the more it won't be a thing, or it will be something that people can talk about, people can discuss, at least to kind of help them.
Exactly.
In their own journeys, which I think is so incredible.
Exactly.
You're not just making music for us to bounce to in a club. Like, you're making music for us to think about and do something about.
Exactly.
Which is amazing as well. And you're working currently on your full-length, like, debut piece of work. What are you calling it, an album, or are you calling it like a...
It's an album. Yeah, it's a full-length album. It's... I guess it would be technically my debut full-length album with Rhyme Sayers. I actually have 12 albums that we previously released, but yeah.
But this is your first with them.
With Rhyme Sayers label, yeah, which is huge. It's called The Sharecropper's Daughter, and it's also kind of like a personal look at my experience growing up in the hood of D.C. and how my father's experience with being... coming from a family of sharecroppers and dealing with like racism and all of that, and as he grew up, how that those experiences intertwined and created me as a person and as an MC.
Yeah. So. Well, and I guess again, touching on the personal side of it, hence why I sort of didn't call it an album, because I wasn't really sure. Because a lot of artists now are kind of shedding they're not sure what to call it, album, EP, or just a piece of work. When you're working on it and you're giving so much of yourself into this piece, does it kind of feel, because I mean, you've been in the music industry for a minute doing incredible things, but this must feel like does it feel brand new, or does it feel just like the rest of the albums, or is it a step in a different direction?
It's definitely a step in a different direction, because I have created pieces that were more personal, more intimate storytelling, but they have been, I don't want to say few and far between, but they've been like, they've been more rare than some of my other like pure hip hop stuff, you know, that bombastic MC and stuff, like, you know, that heart of MCing. So this album is a lot more personal. It's a lot more vulnerable. And I'm experimenting with a lot more kind of just techniques and sounds and stuff that I haven't previously done before. So, and it also, you know, it does feel brand new now that I have, you know, a larger platform with Rhyme Sayers. I'm part of a new extended family. So I'm new to a lot of their supporters. Well, I've been with them for 2 years now, so I'm not as new, but still, you know, I'm getting a lot more exposure that I didn't previously have. So I'm essentially starting off as a brand new artist. So, you know, in some ways, you know, some OGs and rapper, you know, they get upset about that. Like, oh, well, I've been doing this for so long. But to me, it's amazing, because it's kind of like a new start. Oh, okay, I can reinvent myself. You know,
yeah, it's amazing, because like, as an artist, your prerogative is to reinvent yourself and change mm-hmm. your style. Also, your prerogative, if you want to, is to stay exactly the same. It's kind of
exactly
that is what you do for yourself and for the fans, you
right?
know?
And when I say reinvent, it's more like just play around with like different styles of music and stuff. Because a lot of times when you have like your fan base who's been with you for, you know, X amount of years, they're expecting a certain style, a certain sound, and you have to kind of like, you feel beholden to that, but. You know, with this new, brand new platform and this new, like, beginning of sorts, you know, I can kind of play around with it.
And do you as well. In the moment you're in right now, you're doing
exactly.
you, which is the best thing ever.
Exactly.
Are you going to dabble in any collabs on the album? Are you bringing anyone in, or?
I am. They are... top secret right now.
Oh, I thought, because you're tired, I thought I might catch you out.
You ain't gonna catch me slipping. No, we can't. They're really good, though. They're really good.
I mean, judging by the artists you've worked with in the past like, and performed alongside, I have no doubt that they're going to be absolutely sick. And this Friday, you're performing at the Jazz Cafe in London, which is such a beautiful venue.
That's what I've heard. I'm so excited.
So it's your first time performing there?
Mm-hmm. First time performing in London.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So I'm excited to know what you think of us, because everyone has different like opinions and views, but we seem to be really great with international artists. Like anyone that comes in from overseas, we are so gassed. And I can imagine, because I've never seen you perform other than online.
Okay.
Behind on the computer. But I can just imagine that it's going to go off.
Yeah, the energy, like... I get so... amped when I'm performing, you know, because it's a shared experience. Like, I'm not just up there, you know, stroking my ego and performing. Like, I'm vibing off of the crowd and, you know, that excitement and all of the stuff and just the, you know, this new experience of performing in the UK and stuff. So, like, I get real crazy on stage. So it's exciting. I must admit, it will be an electric experience.
Well, the thing is, because I guess you wouldn't be doing this if you didn't have that. You know, when you're in the music industry, is hard. It's tiring. It's hard. You have to not sleep for 30 hours like you just have done. And actually, if you didn't get that life-altering buzz every time you go on stage, then it wouldn't be worth it, would it?
Yeah. No. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because it gets challenging. You know, sometimes, you know, trying to work through creative blocks, you know, sometimes like your timing and scheduling is not on the same, you know, on the same timing and schedule as like your label, or when's the opportune time to release something or whatever. Like, yeah, there's a lot of things that come into play or whatever, but like just that, you know, opportunity to perform your songs and, you know, connect with, you know, supporters and stuff. It's just like really amazing. And like when I perform, it's like I like to say that Psyrock is my alter ego. So I get to channel a lot of stuff into that live performance that I don't necessarily let out in just my day-to-day self. So
do you see it as like you are a different person, like outside of the performance person? Like, are you, there are two different people inside you that exist. Because a lot of people have, like, I'm definitely different. I guess, and maybe I'm not. I'm a loud mouth bitch. I'm a loud mouth bitch either way. But, like, do you feel like maybe, like, personally you're a little bit, like, shyer or quieter or yeah, you do.
Definitely. Like, I always get, oh, my God, like, who is this person? You know, because I'm by nature very shy, reserved, kind of quiet, you know, I, you know, save my words for when they're needed. And when I get on stage, I am this, I channel Kali Ma, which is,
yeah,
you know, a Hindu goddess. You know, she balances justice and she cuts off heads and,
oh, okay,
she strings them around her neck.
She sounds awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing.
A girl boss, if anything.
Yes, she's amazing. But that's how she brings justice and balance back to, you know, those heads are representative of, you know, evil and inequities and stuff in society and the world. So like that's how she balances. So I like to feel like I channel her. Like there's so much fire and stuff that. Normally, I'm all quiet and you know.
But on stage, you've got heads around your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I was going to, talking about, like, using your language and stuff, lyrically, your tracks are so mesmerizing. And a lot of your fans, I noticed from your videos, and I don't know if you, because as an artist, I don't know if you like or dislike being compared to other artists, but everybody says, like, Kendrick Lamar, but, like, you're so similar to him lyrically, because he's very intelligent in the way he kind of masters lyrics. And that's just, I read that a million times on your YouTube videos. Mm. And I'm a big fan of his and a big fan of yours, so it made sense to me in that respect. But lyrically, do you, as a kid, were you like super intelligent? Did you have words just there, or did you have to teach yourself? Because I don't have that. I just don't have that resource of words that people, musicians, seem to have that are just never-ending and, like, sort of quite extensive as well. Did you have that from when you were young, or is that something you learned?
you know, I've definitely accumulated, you know, words as I've grown, as we all do. But yeah, I've started reading like really early, and like my mother like took us to the library like every week. We'd have like this radio flyer wagon, and we'd fill the wagon up with like books, and like we have like albums of like poets and stuff, and like books of poetry and stuff like that from the Harlem Renaissance and all that. So like I've loved words, you know, from very early on. So that's why I relish and take a lot of care in like my lyrics and the meaning behind lines and stuff like that. So
if you want to be like Sarah Rock, get reading, everybody. Because the thing is, I pretty much only read Harry Potter when I was younger, which might represent why I can't be a rapper or a musician.
Don't kill me, but I haven't read Harry Potter yet.
Oh! I've seen all the movies though. No. Okay, I slightly forgive you for watching the films, but I need you to know that the first three films are so bad in comparison to the books.
Oh, wow.
Like, the books are like, you know, those first three films are a bit rubbish. Like, in comparison to, like, when they're all a bit older and...
Yeah, it got a little dark.
Yeah. They all start going out with each other and it all gets a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just wanted to mention that because I'm always enamored by people who can do something that I can't do. And words is just something, which is funny because it's kind of my job to speak. But words are just such an anomaly to me. Oh, used a big word there, everybody. Hope you noticed. So do you read a lot now, or do you find yourself reading less than you did when you were
a kid? I don't have as much time to read. So I don't want to say force myself to read. I like designate to read. Yeah. Like, and I'll like, I had a book club for a little bit. Me and a friend of mine did a book club for about a year. And then now like I try to get with my sisters or my mother or something like that. And we'll like read a book.
How heated does it get in that kind of situation? Because I know discussing books can be quite heated. My mum does a book club and they brawl every single time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Was there wine involved though?
Yes!
Yeah.
Those bitches are crazy. Do you find yourself? Does it? You know? Does it get heated, or is it quite a chill discussion about the book?
It's pretty chill. I mean, there have been times where we realize that we need to take this out of public spaces. Like, this is not. We're getting a little too rowdy in here.
Wait till you read Harry Potter, babe. You're going to kick off. But going back to the Kendrick Lamar references, I know that that's an annoying question, but I was just so intrigued by so many people saying it on your videos. How do you feel about that? Someone sort of saying, oh, you know, Kendrick Lamar.
I don't mind. It used to bother me to be compared because you're like, oh, well, I'm not like anyone. I'm like myself.
Yeah.
You know. But I don't mind because, you know, I admire him as a writer. I admire him as an MC. I think he's very talented. So it's a compliment. And I get, I guess, what they're saying. You know, it's just kind of like the attention to detail. And then, like, I switch up my flows a lot and he does too. So I understand where it comes from. And there's always going to be the more popular person or the person who has... you know, more visibility is going to be you're going to be compared to them. The lesser known person is going to be compared to them. And I understand like how that works. So it doesn't bother me anymore.
I just think people use it to compute in their own minds. It's like genres. Genres right. don't exist anymore, but people need them to kind of go, this is the thing that I'm listening to.
Right, right.
And for me, I think more than anything, it's not your style, it's your intelligence. And I think he's very clever. And so people look at him and it's like, oh, he's clever, you're clever, you must be doing a similar thing.
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People are a bit intimidated by that as well, I think, by people that are really... I definitely am intimidated by really clever people because I bring up conversations like Harry Potter in an interview. That's what happens. I wanted to talk about The Possibility of Her as well, which is like a feature-length documentary that you're featuring in. I watched the trailer for it because it's not out yet, at least in the UK, to be able to watch the full thing. But it highlights 12 women of colour and explores their sort of professional and personal lives as they pursue careers that are different to the norm, basically. I found it so intriguing. How did you get involved in that?
Well, the director of the project, Will Fagans, he has been a mainstay on the underground hip hop scene in Atlanta for a while. So when I was coming up, he would be at every like show filming. He did a lot of like music videos for a lot of the people who were rhyming when I was coming up. And we never got to do anything. Oh, we actually did do one video. He did a video for myself and another rapper named Mike Flo. But he had done two previous documentaries, one of which my DJ and producer Soul Messiah was in. but this one, he approached me because he'd been a supporter of my music for a while, and he wanted to have that music element because he had, you know, addressed so many other industries within the film. There was a welder.
Yeah, it was incredible.
A boxer, a firefighter, and, you know, so many other computer engineering or software engineering, so many other industries.
Just all the sickest jobs, basically, in the world.
Right. So, and I, you know, there was a stunt woman as well. So it was incredible to be a part of that and just get some insight into some of the obstacles and challenges these women face, but like have them be like so badass in spite of all of those things, like see how badass they were. You know, there were women who worked on the movie Black Panther, and a good friend of mine who was representing the film, she is a sergeant of her fire station and all this stuff, and she has like 5 kids and has managed to get her doctorate degree and all these stuff. Like, all these women who I'm like, oh my gosh, like I bow at your feet.
Yeah.
So it was an honor to be a part of that, to be even considered, like, you know, be mentioned in the same space as some of these, you know, dynamic women. For sure.
I think you were all incredibly inspiring and dynamic women. And I think anybody watching that, any young woman watching that, would sit back and go, I actually can do. Because people always say in jobs like in music and stuff, it's like, oh, that's really hard. But no one ever kind of says about, it's like, actually, no, you're a woman and you can be a firefighter. You mm-hmm. can go and do a job that is a man, you know, a male mm-hmm. role, you know, in inverted commas. I'm doing that in the studio, but you all can't see that at home. But you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, it was just, I just think it was a really amazing thing, and I wanted to kind of find out a little bit more about it. That's so cool that you did that.
Yeah. It was incredible. And he's been touring the States and taking it to different, like, independent film festivals. A couple of his one of his documentaries that he had done previously, it's on, like, you know, Xfinity or something like that. And so it's just really cool to be a part of someone who has, you know, who's a visionary, and he's able to tell these stories from a very, you know, sensitive kind of perspective. You know, you don't get the sense that he's trying to impose his ideals of what, like, ideals of what womanhood is supposed to be.
I was going
to
say, because that's quite important. Because as a guy, it's like, okay, step back and let, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So he lets us just kind of speak and tell our stories and let it shape itself.
Yeah.
So it was dope.
And when can we expect to see the album? Do we have a date, or is it going to be?
We don't have an exact date.
Is it 2018 or is it 2019?
It's 2019, but okay. The beginning of 2019.
Okay. Yeah. So a nice little gift just after Christmas,
yeah,
maybe.
Exactly, yeah.
Perfect. And how long are you here in the UK? You're going to be performing on Friday at the Jazz Cafe, and then are you leaving straight after?
We're jetting, like, immediately after. We're doing Hip Hop Camp.
Straight
the next day.
Oh yeah. My God, you need some major sleep this week.
I know.
But you're amazing. You've just, like, talked for, like, 15 minutes and not fallen asleep, which I'm really proud of.
No, I think it's the AC in here and this cold water.
Yeah. I'm going to throw my cold water at you if you fall asleep. I promise I won't do that. I would never do that. I think you're going to perform live for us now, aren't you? Forever. Not forever. You don't have to perform forever, as in the song forever. Not forever performing.
Right. Yeah.
You do have to keep performing forever now.
No.
They tricked me. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with me.
Thank you for having me.
It's been really lovely to have you, and good luck on Friday. I hope we treat you well. I know that we will, because I think the way you perform on stage, people are just going to go crazy. I think they're going to love it.
I'm super excited. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Peace. So this is Forever. Very special piece of mine. Sarah.
When I wake up, no makeup, half naked, I feel like I'm the shit. Pardon my language, but hang-ups do not define a kid. No, I'm not flawless, I'm scarred up and I'm fine with it. My body art, a laundry list of all of life's unkindnesses. But I still sip tea, enchant on, and live free. Cause hardships and heartbreaks turn to rap epiphanies. Mom told me stay woke, cause all gold ain't glistening. Choose your words wisely, cause the all-knowing's listening. But no worries, I'm Gucci, my thighs are little juicy. My dialogue, little awkward, my idols still move me. My life is a movie, like Raheem and Mookie. I'm just trying to do the right thing, hope that it improves me. My bamboos are custom to me, you'll be soon accustomed to me. This tomorrow, I got royal hemoglobin coursing through me. And my strength is now inhuman, I get that straight from my own me. Shining still from out the grill of yours and truly. You better shine on them, baby, you a star.
You better
be exactly who you are.
Forever.
Cause they gon' try and change your heart.
Don't let up.
Cause you're so damn fine, just the way you are.
You better shine on them, baby, you're a star.
You better
be exactly who you are.
Forever.
Cause they gon' try and change your heart.
Don't let up.
Cause you're so damn fine, just the way you are.
I ain't get here overnight. I was in that mirror like 4 or 5 times a week, and my mind beats reciting affirmations like holy writing. Still don't know everything, but I guess confessions from 8x11s and studio sessions seem like it's only writing. Trust me, this my therapy. Fuck your couch. Finna murk all these Murphy types when he's selling me. Shut your mouth. Touch me, I'm slaughtering crews, squads, goons, teams. The queen is coming to rule your region, coming for all of your assets plus your house. I ain't always have it in me. No tolerance for pretending. I was 14 years old, forcing pills down my throat, so my baby fat diminished. Still got these scars from cutting my wrist when I thought the life was finished. Now they remind me what my lows look like. Now I know the sky's the limit. Okay, never claim to be perfect. That's an impossible dream. I'm just saying that I'm worth it. That's the responsible thing. Spent half my life trying to find my light from outside sources, while the only voice that mattered came from me.
You better shine on them, baby, you a star.
You better
be exactly who you are.
Forever.
Cause they gon' try and change your heart.
Don't let up.
Cause you're so damn fine, just the way you are.
You better shine on them, baby, you a star.
You better
be exactly who you are.
Forever.
Cause they gon' try and change your heart.
Don't let up.
When rock go in, she too aggressive, that's too masculine. And her content a little too obsessive, just relax a bit. She say she God, that's narcissistic, just the facts of it. Nah, I don't really F with female rappers, that shit sacrilege. Glad I learned early not to internalize every ink up. Gaddy told me with every opinion there comes a sphincter. And they would rather see them thoughts than popularize a thinker. Why them lagging archetypes is chasing cat, them trying to sphinxer. Rap feral skin, Carol mellow, apparel mainly vintage. Meryl composed the warriors, so every verse became a vengeance. Went through too much hell to not be fine, but they still feigning ignorance. So now I came to collect my just due with remaining interest. Baby, I'm a star without the flash, fame of Fenty. Came out the dark, lit up the entire game upon my entry. Kept it 100, messed around and gained another century in this. Now I'm aimed to pop off till my mental chamber's empty. I'm unbothered, your standards is irrelevant. I might F around and rock a body, y'all just for the hell of it. They've been trying to martyr me for ages cause my melanin. So now I'm soaking UV rays with sugar slathered on my abdomen. My dude, I'm magic, my gang is God is my mood. It's savage, that's gang. It's Connie's but moving. Mountains, my range, astonishing danger. Sun is like rain and comets, they blazing. Trails through planets, all hell is kind of amazing. That's right, we'll call it self-love. Discovered I was dope and indulge like I'm scale drugs. And you can call me arrogant if that's gonna help, love. But if you trying to knock me down, you're demolition felt, bruv. You better shine on them, baby, you a star. Be exactly who you are. Cause they gon' try and change your heart.
Don't let up.
Cause you're so damn fine, just the way you
are.
You better
be exactly who you are.
Forever.
Cause they gon' try and change your heart.
Don't let up.
Cause you're so damn fine, just the way you
are.
Oh my God, you just blew my actual mind. That was beautiful. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank
Hi,
you so
I'm
much.
Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. An incredible performance from Sar Rock there. Really amazing to have her in the studio. Thanks for dropping by. How much did that sound like not a live performance? It sounded like the recording. Like it was literally pitch perfect, word perfect, everything about it just sounded, it was just amazing. She's an incredible performer. She did a gig at the Jazz Cafe last week. It was her first ever time in the UK.
And she was going off to, I think it was Berlin, she said in the interview afterwards. But hopefully she'll be back very soon. I think they're coming back in January, hopefully. And there's going to be an album or a big piece of work coming out in January as well. Now on to Champion of the Week. This week I'm going with a girl that I've played a lot on the show recently, Jessie Reyez. She's just blowing my mind with her music right now. When she was first coming out like a year ago, I went to her EP launch party and she performed, and she's just so mind-blowing. I really have a lot of time for this girl. She's released the remix of Body Count, which is a track she released earlier, a little while ago actually now, featuring Normani and Kalani. She's even released a video and everything for it, and it's just... The remix is really, really, really important, I think. The track's about female empowerment and about loving who you want to love and not needing anyone. Normani, who is one of the former members of Fifth Harmony, who's now smashing it, doing a lot of writing. I know Nicki Minaj shouted her out the other day. She's really smashing it. And Kalani, of course, puts a real different twist on the track. One of the lyrics, I judge dick for some pussy, something that we can agree on. She's a queer artist that talks about LGBT subjects in her songs, and I think it's really important because she's just really honest and open about her sexuality, and I think right now we need that in the world. This remix came just after her mind-blowing performance of Apple Juice at the VMAs, which I talked about on the show a couple of weeks ago. She also makes a cameo on Calvin Harris and Sam Smith's song Promises, which I didn't realise, which is a little slice of joy for all of us. She's just smashing it right now. It was produced by the legendary R&B hitmaker Babyface and The Rascals as well. This is going to be on her sophomore EP, Being Human in Public, which is also going to feature Apple Juice and Solar as well. I think that's coming out later this year, actually. She's amazing. I know also Victoria Money and Ray wrote on this track. So it's a real female moment, this remix. And I feel like it's a really sick tune, and the remix is really good. Because a lot of the time, I know Hannah, my producer, doesn't get on with people jumping on remixes, but I think this is a bit, because I know what you mean. Sometimes it's like, oh, this song's already been out, it's already been done, but this is a completely different vibe of a song. I'm not mugging you off, Hannah. I'm not mugging you off, mate. She's Australian, you see. But I'm agreeing with her. And sometimes when people refix songs, it's a bit like, oh, I feel like I'm done with that song, and it's not different enough. But this one, I feel like it's a whole different tune. By the way, I'll tell you this after the song. Let's have a little play. This is Body Count, the remix. I'm a big fan. It's my champion of the week this week. Let's have a little listen.
Yeah. You don't gotta tell me about your body count. I don't gotta know your ex's name. Cause if it just so happens that you turn around and ask me, I think you might feel some type of weight. I dodge dick on the daily.
Funny how you think I need you, but honestly, I don't need anything. I could just see you can look, but I won't let you touch up on anything. I'm independent, I'm self-sufficient, and I don't need a wedding ring. You think you made me? You're funny, you know that. You're funny, boy. You were birthed by a woman. Show some fucking respect. I like you much better when you shut up and get down. Down, know you need love. I'm a 10 out of 10. Got you saying amen. Catch me dodging that dick again.
And again.
We don't need. Tables turned and it was dollar signs per body. You would be one very rich and wealthy man. I'd dodge dick for some pussy, something that we can agree on. Don't tell me it's a turn on for you, or maybe it bothers you that you're the only one at the equation. We don't need. They say we gon' love who we wanna love.
miss me with that bullshit for the birth. No, they did me dirty while I still had the title, but I don't hold any anger, I just swear. Hallelujah! Yeah.
Champion, love that song. Body Count remix, Jesse Reyes, such a banger. Love it, love it, love it. Obsessed with it. Thank you very much. This show has been amazing. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got loads of exciting stuff coming, by the way. You know, I mentioned Reading today. We've got all the footage is going to be going online, so you can see our interviews with Kate Nash. You can see our interviews with Pale Waves. Like, so many great interviews that are going to be going out, plus some extra special stuff that I shot on the back of a bus yesterday that's going to be coming out in the next few weeks. It's basically back-to-back loads of lovely stuff. I'm finishing the show today with another remix. Kalani is featured heavily in today's show, not deliberately, but I just banging her remixes right now. Saweetie, which this song's actually released Icy Girl in 2017. She did a song with G-Eazy recently, and they remixed this track, Icy Girl, with Kalani, and it's a banger. So we're going to finish the show with that today. But thank you so much to all of our guests today. Imani Williams, Dynamic MP, Dave O. And Ciroc's live performance is now on YouTube. So you can go and check that out. Go and watch it. It's an incredible, incredible performance. There's loads of really, really great stuff on the YouTube channel that you can go and check out in terms of art interviews. I'm really, really excited because I'm speaking to two female artists that we've had on the show already. We're going to be getting in-depth with two amazing female artists that I know you guys will love. I'm not going to tell you who they are because I don't want to ruin it for you, but they'll be on the show over the next few weeks, speaking to one of them tomorrow and the other one on next Friday, and I'm very, very excited about that. But as I say, go and check out Ciroc's live performance. Up next, we've got Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng in the studio. Very excited for that. And I will be back same time next week. www.foobarradio.com. I've been Harriet Rose. Again, thank you so much to our guests. Don't forget to download the show online if you want to have a listen back to it. And you can check out, I will be posting a playlist of all the tracks I've been playing on the shows recently very, very soon. Finishing the show with a remix of Icy Girl. This is Saweetie featuring Kalani.
Can't stop, ain't stop, too hot. Came out like the daughter of Leah and Tupac. And I pop from the jump, ain't nobody too shocked. And I'm out collecting rollies, you save up for G-Shock. Got a bag from the label, I invested and I flipped that. I should write a book on how I motherfucking did that. Everything I put in, I get right back. Got long money, I ain't in it for a quick stack. And if she ever had me bent, I don't know who she is. Switch your size on me, just know that I know where you live. And I ain't never had to bang, I'm good wherever I is. And I got brothers that'll run it up and handle my biz. And I've been hot since the teen, when they gave me the key to the city, fuck around and have to cry me the queen. Yeah, I'm blessed and highly favored to be living my dreams. And now they laying out the carpets when I step on the scene. I drop a bag when I shop, all that extra shit. I'm paying all my family bills, that's a flex and shit. Ha, I'm your face favorite, that ain't never changing, bitch. Just bought the Porsche, you could catch me out here swinging it. Got a second phone and your boyfriend be ringing it. Got a little lion in me, I ain't never taming shit. Hyphy, hating, you can fight me. Yeah, I beat the odds, so I don't take that talking lightly. Fuck around and make your girl my wifey. Pearl face, diamond on the bezel, keep it icy. Hey, check me out, I'm not even a fucking rapper. Sweetie going fucking crazy, open the sack, what up?
Cause I'm icy, wifey, haters wanna fight me. Never been the one, get RP up on a whitey. Keep my hands clean, got some hitters moving shicey. Ask me if I'm rolling with some Gucci, bitch, I might be. It's very unlikely, my wrist ain't looking icy. Charging by the minute, cause my time is very pricey. Gucci when